Okay, Masechet Gittin Daf Samach, and this is the fourth day of the Shiva for Eliezer ben Moshe and Ilu Nishmato. So we're starting at the bottom of Nun Tet Amud Bet. So right at the bottom, we had over here Rabbi Yochanan said that a coin after a coin, so it's a pegam, and Levi after Levi is pegam for both of them. So where it says Leman, who Rashi points out of there, Leman, who? Right? Mi pegamo, who's got the pegam? Yeah, it says. Yoshvin, Rashi says, even if we're talking about the guys who stay in shul for the whole of laning, Achi Yigalas until the end of the Sefer Torah. So what's the big deal? Right? He says, Hakechazulei, Lahai Kohen Rishon, the Sadik Leminyan Shiva. They see that both the first Kohen, who we say is a pegam for him, that he was part of the seven. They weren't eight aliyahs. They didn't call up him and then the new Kohen came after him, replaced him. They called up seven guys. So what's the problem? And if it's Leyotzin, right, on that, if we worry that the guys who went out early in the middle, Shloyam Tinu Biyatru, didn't wait, so he says, we're worried about the ones who Shloyam Tinu Biyatru. That's who we worry about. That's how the Pagam comes about. Now, it seems ridiculous. The Gemara is worried about guys who get up and leave Shul in the middle of laning. You know, if they want to leave Shul in the middle of laning, it's their problem. But I suppose we're not really concerned about them. What we're concerned about is that they'll go out and think, they won't know that guy was part of the seven, and they'll just make assumptions that he's not a Kohen, and therefore he's a Kohen, and they'll walk out and they won't know, and they'll start, referring to him as a Kohen. I don't know. So this town, people from Bnei Glila, the Galil probably, sent Rabbi Chalbo. It says, Acharehen mi korin. Okay, says, we understand. He says, "Right, look at Rashi. Klomai tiknu shum seder l'Israel b'Shabbatot mishum darche shalom." So we understand the seder of Kohen Levi Israel because of darche shalom. But what happens? He says now, right, that you've got these guys that who goes after them, right? Acharen mikorin. So when he says avi acharen mikorin. Right, what's this all about? Okay, so on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we're going to have between 6 and 7, or 5, 6, 7 aliyahs, I suppose. So that's really what we're talking about, right? Because you'll see the answer in a moment. I checked before, but looked ahead over here. So he says, he doesn't know what to answer. In other words, do we start maybe Kohen again? Do we call up? Who do we call up next? So if we're talking about Darche Shalom, so we understand that we've got Kohen Levi, but now we're amongst the Yisraelim. We're going to have a brawl breaking out as well. Who gets Shlishi, who gets Revi, who gets Chamishi, Shishi, Shvi? Right, that's the
Chavim. What do you guys do if there's no Kohen in the shul?
So no Kohen, so we normally call up a Yisrael b'mkom Kohen. You can also call up a Levi b'mkom Kohen. You do or you don't?
I'm asking.
No, we do call up a Levi as well, but you don't have to. We saw in the Gemara yesterday, they said, did Pardu a Chavila, that once according to the opinion, we saw a Levi shouldn't be called up at all. But I said that the Halacha Lemaase, we do call up Levim as well b'mkom Kohen.
Okay.
But the other question is, what happened? Who goes next? Right? So he said, Lo Yada, he never had the answer. Ata Vishal Rabbi Yitzchak Nabach, Kadri Bitzal Bacha. He said, Amalei. So he said to him, Yitzchak Bacha, he answers. So after the Kohen and the Levi, Zacharen, Korin, Tamil Chacham, and Memunin, and Paranasim, and Atzibur. Because a person, there are two characteristics here. He's a Tamil Chacham, and he's Memunin, Paranas. In other words, he's one of the serious leaders of the community. Zacharen, after him, a Tamil Chacham, a Tamil Chacham, who could have been, maybe he's not, but he would have been Ra'oi, to be appointed as a Paranas as well, right? V'acharen, after them, Rashi Knesiot, right? V'chol Adam, and then anybody else. So the first you got is the Talmid Chochem is a Paranas, then Talmid Chochem could be a Paranas, and then a Talmid Chochem, and then a Rashi Knesiot, right? So Rashi Knesiot, I suppose, Rashi Knesiot over here are like the Gabayim, right? I'm not sure exactly what a Rashi Knesiot is. There's no Rashi over here of a Rashi Knesiot. Right? And then, Mechol Adam.
Who's the
Gabayim? What? Gabayim. Yeah, I assume the Gabayim. That's what I said. I said part of the Gabayim. Can't you hear me? I thought maybe you can't hear me clearly. I said part of the Gabayim. Mechol Adam. So, Shachul Bnei Glil Rab Chelbo. Now, the Gemara brings another story over here. Also, the Bnei Glil said another question of Chelbo. Mahu likrot b'chumashim v'lakneset b'tzibur. He says, what about can we read b'chumashim? Now, what's a chumashim b'tzibur? Now, it's not a Sefer Torah. Look at Rashi, he says chumashim. שיש שכותבים להן חמישה חומשים כל חומש אחד שלהם לעצמו. וכל ספרים היו במגילה כספר תורה שלנו. So in other words, Bereshit was on Bereshit, Shmot Vayikra. They were written by hand by a sofer. I think they were printed books. They were printed books, obviously, in those days. Right? It wasn't printed books. But it wasn't from Bereshit to Dvari. Right? It wasn't five books of all one cluff joined together. It was five separate cluffing. So in Shoshfosh, while they're reading Bereshit, they're bringing out Bereshit, right, etc. So Lo Avi Bayade, never the auntie, never knew. Atashal came to Rosh Mitzvah Pacha. Lo Avi, he never, Lo Avi Bayade himself. Atashal Beresh came to Beit Midrash. Upashtu Miha, and they answered there in the Beit Midrash as they worked it out from Miha, Adam and Shua, Barachman Yama Yochanan, Sefer Torah Shechaser Yachat, and Korin Bo. They said, you know what? It seems like you can't. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan said, if Sefer Torah is missing one Yeria, you can't read from it. And yeah, it's missing plenty of Yeriot because only got Bereshit, only got Shmot, only got Yikra, Bamid Udvari. The one says, Velohi, and that's not really the right. In other words, they drew conclusions. They didn't actually know an answer. They said, you know, maybe this is the answer. The one says, that's not the answer. Hata mechase b'milte, hachal mechase b'milte. Because there, the Sefer Torah is missing stuff. You got a whole Sefer Torah missing a cluff. And right, look at Shekorin lo Sefer Torah v'chaser, because they call that a whole Sefer Torah. It's not a Sefer Torah, it's missing a cluff. This is not called a Sefer Torah, it's called the Chumash. Right? Zacha lo master, the Rabbi Yosef Tarvayu answer like this, ain't krim l'chumash b'la Knesset. Why? Mishum kevod tzibur. See that? The whole reason you can't from Sefer Torah, b'chumashin, one by the other, is so, yeah, because of kevod tzibur. Right? What does it mean, kevod tzibur? So I saw somewhere written, yeah, I see it's not in the Rashi. I mean, it's Likutei Rashi. I can't see a note over here. The idea of Kavod Tzibur, he says over here, is because it looks like the people that, it looks like you're poor community. It's a busha. That you can't afford a Sefer Torah. What's going on over here, you guys? You can't afford a Sefer Torah. So that's what it's all about. Other than that, I suppose if you walk into the shul and you see that the shul's like plastered in gold and silver, etc., maybe you could. Don't know. If all that is because of Kvoda Tzibur, if the product wouldn't apply, then maybe you'd be able to. In other words, there's no objective reason here. It doesn't seem to be from the Gemara that you aren't allowed to read from a Sefer Torah like that. Now remember, the whole idea here is because of Kvoda Tzibur. So Kvoda Tzibur...
You heard from the Mishnah Berurah that it's okay.
Like I just said.
No.
I'm saying Mishtoma. That if you can, if there's no issue of Kvoda Tzibur, that the people recognize, they know it's a wealthy shul. Let's say it's a shul that's got a very big gemach and they give you lots of money and the balabatim, they are very well known, etc. Everyone knows it's not a poor shul and there's not a reason. In Mishtoma, I was like, okay. So someone says, the Mishnah Berurah says you can. Okay, very good.
Do you have these things today, like the chumashim?
Now, you have the Megillahs, you have them for Megillahs, and then you have them also for Haftorahs. A lot of shuls where they read the Haftorah from a klaf. So then there'll be like Sefer Yeshayahu, whatever written. You know, that I've seen. I've never ever seen a Sefer Torah. I don't think that anybody. I've never in my life. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I've never in my life seen it. But it's interesting that the Mishnah says that you can. Why is it interesting? Because let's assume that you've got a Sefer Torah which is Pasul. But now the Sefer Bereishit isn't Pasul. You can't metakein, you can't fix the Shmot. So could you take Bereishit or Vayikra or Bamidbar or Dvarim out and roll those klafim into its own book? Seems that maybe you could. Maybe that's where you could save your Svarim. Right? The question is, would that look like today? Would that be considered like a poor shul? You know, because it's so easy to get a Sefer Torah. It's become very expensive. You know, I can just tell you that we're busy writing one now. Not me, not mine, but I'm busy helping somebody take your feet off. Sefer Torah, a decent Ashkenazi Sefer Torah costs you over 200,000 shekels, eh? And that's like, you can go way over 200,000. I'm talking about just the writing. I'm not talking about the boxes. I'm not talking about the Eitz Chaim. I'm not talking about nothing. I'm talking about the Sefer Torah, the software today. Starting price Israel for a decent Ashkenazi Sefer Torah is over 200,000 shekels. It's a lot of money.
I just had one written in my brother's name, $50,000.
Okay, sugar. So that's cheap. That's a 3.7. But I'm saying, but that's cheap. Where, written in America or written here?
Written here and they took it to America.
Okay, but that's still, it must have been agreed upon already like about a year ago. More than a year ago, because today the prices after Corona, the Sofrim, you got no idea what demand is. You can't find Sofrim to write for you. It's crazy. Okay, so that's the Gemara over here. Remember, so I'm at Tarvayu. So now the Gemara we saw again this morning, right? Like in yesterday's daf, that the Gemara brings Ma'amarim one in a row or two in a row. What Chachamim said. So Rabbi, another Gemara says over here, Rabbi Yosef, Dami Tarvayu, Hai Sefer Aftarta, Asul Lemikre Bei B'Shabbos. The Sefer Aftarta, look at Rashi, he said, what's the Sefer Aftarta? He says over here, well, I'm going crazy today, I can't see the Rashi's here. I thought I saw an Aftarta, he said there was Sefer Aftarta. And then there's a Tosfot read over here that says over here, Sefer Aftarta, Asul Lemikre Bei B'Shabbos, Ma Taima, לא ניתן לכתב שאין כותבים אלא כל הנביאים ביחד, ולא מגיל למגיל כמו שכותבים בספר ההפטרות. So he says, you aren't letter writer to begin with. A book of, it seems like a Sefer Haftorahs. It's quite interesting, right? Because, you know, you get these books of Haftorahs today that just got the Haftorah, not the whole thing. And a lot of shuls have minag, we did in Ashur as well, and Sefer was used to read from a Tanakh. Remember, when Nechemiah was a rabbi in Johannesburg, he instituted that. They read the Megillah from a Tanakh, a copy Tanakh. And I said, I don't know where Shabbos. So my time, he said, they don't need to lekatev. Right, so Mabar Vashi, I'm a little too nami asu. You can't even carry it. Why? My time at the halochaz lemikra because you don't know how to read it. So he says, since you can't write it, you can't read it. Since you can't read it, you can't carry it. Mupza. The one says, Veloi, Sharli till too late, Vashar lemikra bay. He says, you can use it and you can read from it. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, my name is Sifra Dagata Beshapta. Because we see that they would occasionally look in these Svarim of Agalta Beshabbos, Vaalonitan Nikatev, and you can't write them either on Shabbos. So if you didn't tell me you can't look at a book because you can't write it, then you can't read any book on Shabbos, right? Ela kevan de lo efshar. So what do you mean kevan de lo efshar? Look at Rashi. He says kevan lo efshar she'ein la kol tibur v'tibur yacholit lichtov neviim shalem. So really you should have a whole neviim. But since it's expensive, not every tzibur can afford to do it. So you're right, you shouldn't have eight lasot lashem v'todecha. Allow people to do it, even though it's not the ideal. It's a very important klalet, right? Eight lasot lashem v'todecha. A lot of halachas. For example, the whole idea why Torah Baal Peh was written down in the first place was because of that concept of Eik Lasot Lashem. It's a time now to do what's right for Hashem. Therefore, Heferu Tratecha, he allows you to make fair, to go against the laws of the Torah. Because if you don't write things down, people don't have a memory, they don't look up a heart anymore, they're going to be all forgotten. Same thing over here. If you haven't got a Sefer Haftorahs, then people won't read Haftorahs because not everyone's able to have a whole book of all the Tanakh. So by me now, by me Rabba, by Osha Bakashi, Mao Lichtov Megillah the Tinok Litla Beitba. Can you write a Megillah so that a kid can learn from it? Right? Can you do that? So Tibai Lamatzik, words like this. We can ask this question according to demand Amar Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna, but Tibai demand Amar Torah Chatuma Nitna. There's a machloket amongst Chachamim. I don't think it's resolved, by the way. We passed it in a certain way, but I don't think it's actually ever been resolved properly. And that is, was the Torah given to Moshe Rabbeinu? Was it given in Megillot? In other words, Hashem wrote to him Sefer Bereishit, and we wrote Sefer Bereishit, and he wrote out the Megillah, and it was written. Then we had during the Midbar, we had Shmot, and then we got the laws of Ayikra, and then we got Bamidbar, and then the Dvarim in etc. Dvarim. Or was the Torah given to Moshe but written in one fell shoot? At the end, we said Vechtov Lot Hasefer, he gave it to the Kohanim, which we read about this. We saw that pasuk yesterday, right? And we had yesterday. But he said, "Vayichtov Moshe tatra zot vayitna lakohanim b'nei Levi." That was already right at the end of the very Lamed Aleph, right? That's right at the end of Moshe's life. He writes the Torah. So the question is it Megillah Megillah or Chatuma? So let's try and ask now, are we allowed to write this one Megillah? So Gemara says like this, "Tibay lemanam etor Megillah Megillah nitna kaved Megillah Megillah nitna kotvin." Since it was given that way, minasham in lechatchila from Hashem. So what's the problem? Go ahead and write it, or maybe not. Kaved to eat back. Since it was all done together in one shot, you can't write separate Megillahs. You got to wait until it was all done together. Right? Rashi's over here. Chatum nitna. Lo nitzav atzof arba'im until the end of 40 years. Lachash neemru kol avpashot etlo. The whole thing was said. Vaneimarot lo b'shana rishna v'shnia hayus drot lo al peh ad shekatvan. And whatever you learned in the first few years, all by pay. There's a lot of today, a lot of biblical criticism which shows can try actually prove that there are three different styles in the Torah. So I heard a brilliant shiur from Herschel Schechter, where he says that the Torah was given to Moshe three different times. He quotes Gemara. He says once it was given to Moshe at Har Sinai, once it was given to Moshe by Ohel Moed, and once it was given to Moshe by Arvot Moav. He says that's why it looks like it's different. Sometimes it was given with all the pratim and the kalim were given over there. But later on, there were more pratim and kalim. Now, there were more pratim and kalim. So sometimes the Torah is referring to the first time it was given. Sometimes it was the second time it was given. Sometimes it was the third time it was given. It's actually quite not a bad answer. If you've got emunah, right? If you've got emunah, that doesn't help you. If you've got emunah, you can answer clearly how come there are different styles in the Torah, because there's a lot of biblical criticism written about why Dvarim is written by a different author, because the whole style of Dvarim is different to the Torah. So comes from Moshe Shechel, it's not a problem based on Gemara's. That was the third version given to Moshe Ramashem, and that was it's given a slightly different version, and. So that was the first. The tibay the man of the Torah chatumen it. Kevin the chatumen it now and kotvim. What do you mean? Kevin the law efshar ktuvin. So now, according to the opinion that was given Megillah, what's the problem? Right? We say yes or maybe not. Since it was already given, once it had been concluded, you can't do it any longer. And according to the person who says chatumet was given in one way, so therefore maybe nitna you can't write it down. Or maybe on the other hand, Kevin the law efshar, since it's impossible because nobody can afford it, so you're right. Like we said, maybe you can. So Amar Lay, so the question was answered. The question was asked over here from Abaya to Rabbah. And Rabbah said to him in the end, the answer was, Amar Lay ain't kotvin. Umatam, what's the reason? If Isha ain't kotvin, he says, because you can't. You can't because you can't. Look at Rashi. What does Rashi over here? He says, Lefisha ain't kotvin. He says, yeah, Rashi, Lefisha ain't kotvin. But I feel the mind, I'm going to get nah, Kevin, the idbak. See, because that's according to our first answer, even though you're right, it might have been given, this opinion that it might have been given, Megillah, but once it was concluded, and that's the end of the story. So, Aitivay, the Gemara Sakasha here, Brother and Brighter. Afia star tablet shall die. We see over here that Rashi's over here, Helenia Malki, Masechet Yoma, that she made this tavla of Zahab. What was it? She Parshat Sotah Ktuvalia. You know, the Chacham have to copy down into the Marada Megillah of the Parshat Sotah. Right, so what did she do? She took a piece of gold and she got it written there. It's up in Sefer every time. The Parsha that was written there, it sounds like it was such a common occurrence, right? That they had to have a stencil ready to be Amigdash, Rahman Litzlan, right? But so here it seems that you could write a Megillah because Parsha Tzota was just written from Parsha Tzota. So I remember Shimon ben Lakish, Shimon ben Yair, and said, no, but Aleph Bet. It wasn't actually written the whole thing. Rashi's over here, but Aleph Bet, and it was Klomar Rasha Tevot. It was just written in headlines. It wasn't everything was written. So it was another question. The Gemara, this is a kashi on the answers he gave now. They didn't mark. The Gemara says that when the Kohen would write, he would look and he would read what was written in the tabla, which means that the whole thing was written there. Not like you said, only just Rashi Prakim. And the Gemara said, Ema Kamoshi Katu B'Tavla. The Gemara said, no. Like we said in the tabla, it was just according to that. Okay, the Gemara asked the kashi. It's the third kashi now on the same question. Keshu kotev re betavla. V'chotev ma shekotev betavla. Mahu katuv betavla. Im shachav, im lo shachav. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about, Rashi Tevot? Yeah, the whole thing's written there. What's the Gemara maskinan? Besirugin ketnai. So this is kesirugin. What did you ask? Tchilat ha-mikra ya katuv tev ashtem ha-av zof ha-shat devot. So really, it was the beginning of the pasuk in the first few words, the end of the pasuk in the first few words, the whole thing wasn't written. Don't worry, the whole thing wasn't written. So Gemara says, what's a Makot Tanaim? And Kavim Megillah Tikkun Tal Mitlamet. Bavim Dato Lashlim Mutar. He says, you aren't allowed to write a bit of a Megillah, but if your intentions are to complete it, it'll be Mutar. I think what the Gemara is saying over here is, if you plan to write the whole Sefer, then in the meantime, what you've written, you can't give to the kids to learn from, that's not considered a Megillah. Because you are, even at the moment, it's not really completely written, you're going to end up writing it completely. Rabbi Yudomer, Breshit, Adavid Amabu. Rabbi Yudomer says you're allowed to write from Breshit to Dora Mabu in Breshit. And Betrat Koin Vayikra, Ad Vayihi Bayom HaShmini. Those are the places which you'd be able to, you couldn't write less than that, basically. Rabbi Yochanan Shabbi Banai, Torah Megillah Megillah Nita. So Rabbi Yochanan comes on to Rabbi Banai, the Paskins wants to Paskin Alocha. That the Megillah, the Torah was Megillah, Megillah Nitna. How do we know that? Shneimar Azamarti Hinei Bati Megillat Sefer Katuvela. He quotes a pasuk over here, and the pasuk comes from Tehillim. Says Azamarti Hinei Vakayim with the Megillah Sefer Katuvela. The Megillah of the Sefer was written with me. Right, that's the answer that he wants to give. So Rabbi Shmuel Lakish says, no, Torah Chatuma Nitna. I was given Torah Chatuma. How do we know that? Says Lakoach in the Sefer Drazot, because he says over here the pasuk. Right? We saw that in Dvarim. That's the Sefer Torah that we spoke about early on today. He said, "Lakoach Sefer Torah Zeh, v'samtim otom mitzad aron, brit lokechem, v'yasham b'cha la'ed." Take the whole Sefer Torah. So the Gemara also kashed Rabbi Yochanan. Did you know about the pasuk Shlach just quoted? So what's now? Va'idach nami ha'ketuv lakoach. So now who lebata de'idbak? Said, "No, you're right, but that's after they put the whole thing together. Originally, give it to Megillahs. Then Moshe Rabbeinu went and he sewed them all together. Once it was together, he gave it to the Kohanim. So that's why he didn't have a problem. The Gemara said, 'Idach nu nami Shlach just Rabbi Yochanan.'" He says, no, Hakati Megillah Sefer Ketuvela. So he says, the Gemara says, Ahu the Chola Torah Kula Ikri Megillah. He says, no. The answer there seems to be that even though it's called Megillah, the Torah is called the Megillah. Doesn't mean it was Megillah written in pieces. Dichti Ba Yom Elai Ma Taro Eva Umar Anir Megillah Fa. The Gemara quotes over here in Zechariah. Zechariah said, what are you seeing? He sees the Sefer Torah flying in the sky. And he calls it a Megillah, 20 amas long and a couple amas wide. So we're in Amir, the Rabbi Levi. I'm Rabbi Levi. Shwane Pashot, remember, Yom Shul Kam Ben HaMishkan. So he says, if that's the case, he says that also Rabbi Levi would agree, that said like this, Rabbi Levi, Shwane Pashiot. Right, look at Rashi, Inamik Rabbi Levi, Ikrai Megillah, or Tan Shwane Pashiot, Shutuchu Leyom, Nemru Vekatvu Venim Shubo Beyom, Nechtavu Kol Echad Megillah Levad, Lefishe Muvdalot, Vorechu Kotzu Mizu, Ichal Kari Lashar, Nami Megillah Mishub, Kshechazar Vishlimu, Hutchach Lichtob Ibrashit Ad Pashat Kohanim, Vavadidah Pashka, he says, also there's a story of this, we'll see the Bible, this whole thing together was called the Megillah. There was a Megillah, Lav Dafka, I think, the Gemara is saying over here, Lav Dafka sections by itself. Sometimes the whole section also be called a Megillah. The Gemara is a story over here. Dam Rabbi Levi, Shmona Pashot Nemru Beyom Shukam Bo Bahamishkan. On the day the Mishkan was established, right? There were Shmona Pashot which were written, which were said. What were they? Elohein, Pashat Kohanim, Pashat Levim, Pashat Temeim, Pashat Shiloach Temeim, Pashat Acharei Mot. You can read the up and on what all these things are. There the Parashat Shtuya Yayin, Parashat Zaviyah Lefishim, Oto Ayom Ve'elach. From that day onwards, Nimseru, Tahabe Biat Oel Mu'ed, Chala Rachmana. To go into Oel Mu'ed, you had to go Shtuya Yayin. It was Dafka the Mishkan, you couldn't go and drunk. And that was the whole thing, right? What was it? One of the Gemara tries to understand. What was the chait of Nadav Aviyu? Why did they die? And the Gemara said, they Shtuya Yayin, they were drunk. That's one of the reasons why Kohanim Dan Duchen at Mincha. You know that klav, that kohanim don't do it at mincha for that reason, because the kohanim were drunk in the afternoon because everybody had a decent lunch with another bottle of wine. So you can't go drunk and do duchening. That's why on a fast day the kohanim do duchen at mincha, if you get in time for shkia, because on a fast day there's no wine. What?
Simchas Torah we don't.
Simchas Torah you don't even daven it. You don't even at musaf.
No.
I think at Musaf you already don't duchen, right? Or maybe it's Minchi Vidal Minchi Gedola. I'm not sure.
No, Musaf.
Sure. So there's some shuls where you can't even duchen is Shachrit.
Right? Yeah.
And okay, Pashat Neirot. He says, Baruch Chalif, Yishabu Beyom, he declared on Pashat Baruch that day, the Mishka was there, they started with the menorah. Upashat Paraduma, whilst the Pashat Burirash, he said, Lefi Shabayom HaMachorat, the day after the Mishka was built. They already burnt the paradum to be ready for Pesach. They couldn't do it. They had to have the paradum to be burnt opposite the oil moed. Right? On the second Nisan, they already built they already burnt the par. Right, those are the eighth of them. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, these are more on the subject of here. Torah, Rov, Bichtav, Miut, Alpe. It says the Torah as a rule, right? Look at Rashi. Rov bichtav, rov haTorah tluya b'midrash shektuva, b'midrash shektuva, le'midrash bechlal u'prat k'zayr shabbat v'sham midot shoreshin. So he says, yeah, rov haTorah bichtav u'miut alpe. So the regards to the Torah, to understand much of the Torah, is given right from the shloshe midot, and right and u'b'miut alpe she'ein remez l'mod la Torah ele l'moshe l'mar alpe. When it comes to Torah Shebichtav, so there's very little which is a Masorah. Torah Shebichtav is written, and you've got the Gzera Shavas and the Binyan Avs, all of them come out of the Psukim. But in terms of Masorah, it's very, very little, right? That is, V'shemar Echtov lo Rubei Torati. I think it's about to say, Arati, most of them are Kemo Zar Nechshav. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rov HaPeh, Umiut Bichtav, Aruch Zalwe Rand. That most of it is Baal Peh, a little bit is written. Shneimar ki al pi ad dvarim ha'ele. So I agree with Rabbi Rebbeinim. Right? So this over here, Machlok at Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. So Moshe V'idach, no, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Elazar said, Shindam yakti v'chtov lo rubi ha'torati, which Rabbi Elazar said. He said, Nahu atmui kemetame. He says, that pasuk there, v'chtov lo rubi torati, kemozar, he says that it's basically like in a question mark. Well, it's all written. Right? Atmua kemetamech, tol rubi torati, alo kemo zar nechshavu. That's what he means. That's like a strange. I'm with friends. I need everything written down. He wants to be idach. Rabbi Elazar, even you, what Rabbi Yochanan said, Zidam yakativ ki alpi adrim ele. He says, Nahu mishum, that he says, that kifei le migmerino. He says, what's that pasuk speaking to me about? Ki alpi adrim elu? He says, it's very difficult to learn. That's what he wants to say. Look at Rashi, ki alpi v'chule al shebal peh, Nikeret Brit. Amaihu Uhaber Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan said. And he said, there's no Rashi on our difficulties. Now, who Mishum the Kippur Yer? Darish Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmani Meturgeman and Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. So this Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmani was Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Lakish's Meturgeman. He gave the following drosh. He says, Ketiv, Katuv Lechadri, Ktov Lechadri Meile. Write these things down. Uchtiv ki al pi adri meile. So back of your mind, either Ktov Lecha or al pi adri meile. Right, Rashi says Alpi means not written. Alpi Adri Meilu means but Alpi. So how can it be? How can it be? Says like this. Tovim shebichtav yatar shali or man Alpi. Interesting. And there's some people who are very particular about that, by the way, who won't ever say a pasuk from the Torah by Alpi. There's some people who won't you know read a pasuk, and say a pasuk by Alpi. They only pasukim inside. Right. So it says with tovim shebichtav yatar shali or man bichtav. And Rashi Alpe, you can't write down, which is okay. Like we said, we know that is Rashi mikanat alamech. A Talmud lo nitan nichtov ele b'pnei shachra mishtakachad. Only reason we're allowed to write it today is because of etrat zoshem v'etrat decha, because otherwise we've forgotten. The very Rishmal Tana they learn like this. Eile, what's eile? Eile atakotev v'atakotev hilachot. So when it says over here, Rabbi Yom Hashem Moshe ketav lektav lecha tadvarim ha'eile. This you can write the Torah. But not the Dvarim Shavu'al Peh. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo karakosh baruch hu brit Yisrael, ele bishvil Dvarim Shavu'al Peh. See what he says here? Amazing thing. Rabbi Yochanan says, karakosh baruch hu, the brit of Am Yisrael was Dvarim Shavu'al Peh, was Dvarim Shavu'al Peh, shneemar, ki al pi adrim ha'ele, karati tcha brit vet Yisrael. The Dvarim Shavu'al Peh is very important, but it's the brit, right? It's the brit. The brit was done on Dvarim Shavu'al Peh. Now, can we go back to our Mishnah now, where we said that ma'arvim b'bayit yashar yibnei dar kesharam. And why do you don't move the Eruv, that you usually collect the stuff put in one house, you always leave it in the house, you don't, because of Dar Kesharim. So when I say my time, what's the reason of it? What's the Dar Kesharim over here? You know, Mishum Kavod, if it's called the Kavod of the Balabait, says Rashi, the original owner of Ahu Shippura, but we've got a case that says over here, of the Shofar, Rashi says, Shil Tkiat Erev Shabbos. The Shofar that was blown Erev Shabbos. Look at the Rashi, he says, the Mikara Havei Bei Rav Yehuda, it used to be originally in the house of Rav Yehuda. He was Rosh Yeshiva of Pupadita. Then the Sof Keshenif, when he died, Malach Rabbah took over from Rabbi Yehuda. So then they gave him the Shofar. And then Bata Rabbi Malach Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef, remember, for a few years. And then after, into this, nice Rashi, this, if you look at history, the Rosh Yeshiva Pumpadita started off as Rabbi Yehuda, then became Rabbah, then Rabbi Yosef, after it became Abaya. And then Bahara Malach Rabbah, and then Rabbah after Abaya. Right, he says, Rav Shira Gaon Piresh Bichtav Tshuvato Shipurotah Shipura Shofar Shel Nedava Shayu Notnin Atocho Nedava Ashlucha Lebnei Yeshiva Kamo Yugimel Shofar Tehu B'Mikdash. He says something else. But according to the Pshat, it would blow the shofar Erev Shabbos, and it went. The Rosh Yeshiva always kept the shofars as Rosh Yeshiva would go. If it's covered, it's a Gemara. V'ha Ahu Shipura Dav Mikar Ber Rav Yehuda Ulevsof Ber Rabba Ulevsof Ber Rav Yosef Ulevsof Ber Abaya. The Gemara mentions the order. See that? The Gemara mentions the order. Really, Josh Hashem were. Ele Mishum said, call me because Kavod, Ele Mishum Chashada. Right? Call me because of Kavod. Because of Kavod, we see that they never kept the Kavod. The Kavod went with the Rosh Hashem. They never left the house of Rav Yehuda. He says, no, it's because of Chashada. What's the Chashad? What are we suspecting of here? Look at Rashi. Rashi Mishum Chad. Hoyel Vahurgal Ha'eruv Betoch Oto Abayit. Since everybody knows that the Eruv is put in that particular house, the Eruv Chatzero. In Barakash, we can come and change it. And Nichnasim Noto Abayiv Lo Yerusha Metayir. People walk in that house, there isn't Eruv anymore. Yachshadu Et Bnei Achatzir Shemetaltim Lo Eruv. I think, wait a second, these guys aren't making an Eruv anymore. Right, look, there's an interesting Tosfot over here. Tosfot over here, Mishum Chashada. It says, Piresh Abayinu Tam, Shlo Yimri Bnei Achashad Shechoshdim Oto Lignov Pat Shel Eruv. We aren't worried that maybe they think that the guy stole the Eruv. The guy who walked in this house not there anymore, I think he stole it. Right? It's Pat Shel Eruv. There we are worried, says Rabbi. Sorry, Rabbi Tam says the reason why we're scared if they walk into a guy's house, it isn't an Eruv, I think he stole the Eruv. But when it comes to a shofar, see, everyone knows that the shofar goes to the Rosh Yeshiva. So Rabbi Yehuda's Rosh Yeshiva was in his house. When a rabbi became Rosh Yeshiva, was in his house. So that's why we aren't worried about it over there. Okay. Okay. Bor shehu karov la'ama. We saw this word in the Mishnah. that if you got a bore like a hole in your field and the river is running the water down, then you're the closest, so you go first, right? So it's itmar b'nei nahara. This tarash is b'nei mahara. They lived in a river. Rav Amar Tata Shatu Mai Bresha. Rav says that the lower ones, right, I suppose if the downstream, they get to get the water first. Before the guys up top, it was the down ones have to first take the water, and the guy up top can take the water. Shmuel Amar, no, Elisha Shatu Mai Bresha. The top guys upstream, they can take the water first. The Gemara explains, just limits this machlok, but the maiz, the weather, the water's running. So Kula Amar Lo Pligi, there's no machlok there. She says, Avia Im Enan Socharin Etanai. No one dams up the water, they didn't run. Then the machloket in a dorin veolchin, then people take as the water draining by nar moshechet, and the water runs as it is. And there kulam lopigi shekol rotzin iblot yadlen. Anybody can come and take it if they want. The question is, if you want to dam up the water first, so the guys upstream want to dam up and then water to irrigate their fields, and then open the dam and let it run downstream to the bottom guys. So Rav says no. Rav says you first let the guys at the bottom dam up. Right, and then they water their fields. Then, once they've got all their water, the guys at the top can then take the water. So that's what he says. That's what he says. Keep pligi b'meschar v'ashkuya, when they actually dam it up. Look what Rashi says. She'ein bo kedei lidlot klon yachas. Isn't enough water running, or that's dammed up there for them both to come and take out of the river? V'rotzei yoni v'nesochon. The higher ones want to dam up. Shlo yadu aman, they won't run to the bottom ones. V'nam shechana derech negrim ketanim, and to put it through little tributaries. Achishnu calls it all over their field. Vatachtonin say, no, wait, we want to warm up. If you're going to dam up, let's do it first. That's the machlok. So Shmuel Amar, Eli Shatu Mai Bereisha, why Shmuel say the top guys first? Amar, Amar, Anan Mekarvin and Frey. They say, we're closer to the river than you are. Verav Amar, Tatai Shatu Mai Bereisha. The lower ones go down. Why? Damre, Nahara Kapashtay Nazil. Because that's the way the water goes. Don't stop the water, keep the water flowing. The Gemara now wants to try and ask a kashi on Rav. Rav says that the top ones get first. So let's look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Borakov Lama, Mit Malayish of Nedar Keshalom. Sorry, Rav says the bottom one. Sorry. So the Gemara asks a kashi. It should be like Rav. Our Mishnah says like Rav. Borakarov Lama, the ones that are closer to the river. They're the first ones called Dar Keshalom. Now this is an amazing answer here. So this is a kashi on Rav. Who defends Rav in a machloket with Shmuel? Shmuel himself defends Rav. The Gemara says just that Shmuel said, "You misunderstood Rav." Tirgam Shmuel aliba de Rav. Shmuel explained according to Rav. The words Rav mean ba'amah hamitalechet al pi boro. What does that mean? Over here, look at Rashi. It says al ba'amah nechav boro shemitmalei me'elav kederech hilucho ve'enchich liskor anahar. When did Rav say? Well, what did Rav say? Rav said the bottom ones. So what are we talking about? If we're talking about bottom ones who don't have to dam up anything. In other words, the water's running in such a way that it overflows and it fills up these guys' bore, they can then take the water. But obviously, if you're going to dam up, he says, then Rav isn't saying anything. But Rav seems, that's how Shmuel explains Rav. That's how I understand Shmuel explaining Rav. That's what I think Rashi seems to say over here. Right? It says, Tirgum Shmuel, I better have a the one says, now wait a second. Then what's the chiddush? What's going on over here? Why are we going to machloket? If the water fills up the bore and it's oh, nobody has to dam up anything, so what do we care? What's the machloket? What would we have thought? Matzi amrei sachar mischar v'ashkei behinze kamash, but we don't. We could have said to these guys over here, right? Matzi amrei sachar mischar, dam up your place. Look at Rashi. Piborech, shut up your, close up your bore. So the guys, you can't let the water, the river fill up your bore on its own. Close your bore so that your bore doesn't get any water. And then now come and take water out of the river according to the estimates that your bore would have filled up. So if your bore holds, I don't know, 150 liters or 1,000 liters, then come and take out of the river like us. But don't use your bore. Let's look at Rashi over here. Sachar mischar pi borech. Shelo yerdu ha-metoch. The water won't run into it. Because if your river's busy, if your bore, your pit is filling up the water, it means taking water out of the river. The river's not running like it should be because it's busy filling up your bore. So shut up your bore, and then va'ashkei behinza. Rashi, what's hinza? Avintura. What's avintura? Is it Rashi over here, which says perhashara umeladat, approximations, and then go and draw out of the river. So at least don't mess up the running of the river. So that's basically what Rabbi says. If you know, there isn't really a machloka between Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara says, "Amar Avuna Bar Tachlifa, Hashti Lo Itmar Halachot Lokamar Lokamar." Since we don't really know now halachas normally like Rav or normally like who is black, so what are you going to come situation of called Dan Gavar? Whoever's got the strongest guy wins. If the bullies at the bottom can bully the top guys not to go first, then they'll go first at the bottom. If the top guys can bully the first, they'll go and they'll go first. Right? So, that's what he says.
Pretty weird.
Right? Look at the Tosfot over here. V'ashtad lo itma, the Tosfot over here. He says, it's Tosfot 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth Tosfot on the daf. Now, late lay had the Amar Beperik Yesh Bechorim. Masechet Bechorim. We passed the locha there. Hilchot the Keshmua Bedinei. The Karav Bisure. So he says, now that we can't say that, Inami Yachem Mistaber Tamer Derav. I forgot the Dachkina Matit Dalibe. He says, maybe we're going to say, no, the locha seems to be like Rav. You know, he says, we're forcing the locha to be a bit like him. Not sure why he thinks forcing him. Yeah. So now the Karav is a Meiser. Rav Shimi Barashi Atle Kamed Abaya. He came in front of Abaya. And Amarle, he says, Lotan Mar Beinta. Can you learn with me? Give me a day to learn. So he says, Amalei itli idne de dide. He says, now the days I need for myself. Rashi says over here. Imagine like you walk up to the rab of the, I don't know, like Rosh Hashibah of Ponovas in the knock on the door. You say, I don't know, can you learn with me today? He says, no, I'm busy. I can't learn with you today. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says over here. Lot v'amar b'idne, yoshivani adoni l'mol ba'et kavod k'v'yavet k'v'yavet chavuta. He says, no, I'm doing the day, I'm very busy. My own gear says Rashi. So that guy holding up, what about night time? You free at night? So he says, now listen to this. Now listen to this. This is Abaya, right? Rav Shimi Barashi came to Abaya. So I'm Abaya says to him, itli maya lashke. At night I can't learn because at night I'm busy irrigating my fields. Right? The Rosh Hashiva Pumpadita. Understand what's going on over here, right? So he says to him, Amalei, you know what? I've got a suggestion. I'll water your fields during the day. So you can while you're learning. Velot van mar belili and we have chavut at night. So I save you the work in the night. Learn during the day at night. We can have a chavut. He says, you know what? I'm a lechai, fantastic, beautiful gopher. So Azel, he lies. Now what does he do over here in the Arab Shmi Barashi? He goes to the guys at the top and he says to them, listen, gentlemen, that's important. I think Rashi points out over here that Rav's, that Abaya's fields were in the middle. And we'll see it. We'll see it in a moment. It'll come clearer. I will see in a moment that Abaya's fields were in the middle. So he says, go to the guys at the top. And he says to the guys at the top, Azir Eli, Amaleu Tatai Shatu Maya Beresha. He says, listen, guys, halacha is that the guys at the bottom go first. Then Azle Tataya, when he went to the top guys, and he says, Elai Shatamaya Bresha. Right? The top, say, go to the top guys, and he tells the bottom guys go first. Go to the bottom guys, and the top guys go first. Adach, in the meantime, while they're all waiting for each other to go first, Sachar Mischar Vashke, he fills up the damn thing, and he irrigates Abaya's fields. Right? So Kiatla coming to Abaya, and Abaya hears this, Amarle, Kebay Treyava, you did like both. Rashi, we had Rav and Shmuel. He wasn't excited about that. You make up your mind. You can't pass Kanak both. And as a result, Velo ta'aminu Abaya lepire deisha. As a result of that, Abaya never tasted the fruits that grew on that field for that year. Look at Rav Tosfot over here. He says, Kebay trei avad liva. Who savar came and Amar called Alim Gavar? What was his feelings over here, Rav Shmuel Barashi? He figured that since the halacha, the Gemara said that there's no halacha, call it the Alim, whoever can stronger. Yachol harim alem, it's stronger than physically, stronger than mentally. If you can outsmart them, and miss, you know, then you can also do it. V'lo dami, the man of shach, mitzai lo shatu. He says, v'lo dami, and it doesn't really make much difference, because the man of shach, whatever the case is, mitzai lo shatu, ve'ilai ve'tatai, who the shayach called Alim Gavar. And he says, it seems that anyhow, nobody's talking about machlok, about halacha of the middle. He's talking about Lochra of the top or the bottom, and Abaya, that's why Abaya's in the middle. So what's the difference? Right? That's how he seems to understand it. We're going to end off right there, just very quickly, 1 second. And look at the last was a lot time new, Lord. Why didn't he taste the food? So Gemara seems to imply, well, Tosfos didn't imply at least that he had to do. It doesn't seem there was Asu. He could have. Because really, it was just a grammar. What did he really do? But look at Lohodia Shelo al Pivasai. Wanted everyone to know, I didn't pass Lochra like that. That wasn't me. Right? That was Rav Shimi Barashi. I didn't get that Lochra. I'm not touching the food. V'shema machram, the ein kan gezel. Says maybe he sold him, says Tosfos, because it wasn't gezel, yeah. And the Ibnai darkei shalom ba'alma. Says maybe he never ate them. He might have sold them. No one's expecting our buyer to throw the fruits away. To see himself there. Let's quickly end up the last story over here. Another story. Hanibay Chemech. These guys from Bnei Bechem. This place called Chemech. Russia is the place of town. The Azul Karu Bereshit. What did they do? They went to they basically dug at the top of the river. The Shanvata Vahadrua Vashiduya Vishalinahara. They basically channeled the water around. There's a drawing here I saw in the Gemara. Look over here. Look at this here. You see this? This is basically was the river. This was their field. So they took the water and they redirected the water to go around their field and then back into the river. So in the meantime, the water's running around their field. It's irrigating their field very nicely. Okay? So that's what they did. And they sent it back into the water, into the rivers. So now comes along. Atu Eli, hold on. Bishari, Bishari, Nahara. Atu Eli, they're coming out by. So the top guys, the guys at the top, they came to Abai and they said, Kamat Kil Linahari. This guy's taken the river and he's made it swerve all over the shore. And what's the problem with it? Rashadav Yah Kamat Kil Linahari. Now Shanit Kalib Nash Yesibu. He turned it around. Now is it not running fast anymore? Because he's, you know, when you change directions like this, right? So the water's when it's running straight down, you know, bach, the water's running. Now it goes like this and like this and like this. The whole flow has changed. And now what means the flow has changed? So what's the problem? He says it's all the flow has changed. And they're making the water flow all over the flood their fields. And you turn around. It's not like running nasty. It's as it comes turning, it's flooding over theirs. A little bit of water is coming back in and we aren't getting the flow now anymore. We're losing it. So why don't you at your spot dig a little bit in so it'll come running into you as well. Says Amulei, Kayav Shay Pirin. Rashi Pirin means Kamopir Dichvari. He says over here, like the fruits of the sieve. Over here, he says Imna Mik. Look, he says yeah. Imna Mik. We make it any deeper. Yavshu Charitzin. Our furrows will become dry. Because Lo Yid Baruch Manak, because the water won't flow over. So if we go deeper down and try and slow the water, I don't know what he wants to do over here. It'll become the saltiness, the saline, the whole pH system will go out of balance here. And I don't know how exactly we're talking about, it won't work properly. So Amar Lehu Zilu Saliku Nafshaichu Miatam. So he wants the country Rashi. He says, Abai said to Bnei Chemech, these guys who rechanneled the water, he says, go put it back. Now it's quite interesting, very quickly, the last Tosfot in the Daf over here, Tosfot says over here, Saliku Nafshaichu, Pirush Redu Chananel says, the Le'ilai Amar. He never spoke to Bnei Chemech. He spoke to the guys who came to complain. You got no rights. He said, when he said, yes, Saliku Nafshaichu Mehatim, leave them alone. Nothing you can do. Mishum the Lord, the Alim Gavar. Because the Aloch is right. Sorry, Mishum the Kol Alim Gavar. That's the Aloch. The Aloch Rabbi Shmuel up and down. Anybody, these guys, did they get it? Good for them. The Ketzat Masri. He told us that it actually seems we can understand what Rabbi Chanan is saying. Right? However, he says, Shalahena Yah Medari, because he's talking to the guys themselves from the Elim. Umikomakum, he says, Nirik Varish Kakuntus, we prefer Rashi's answer. The Livnei Chemech, I'm talking to Livnei Chemech, she's the Muet Misibetam, they should actually close there. But Lord, the Dami, Rabu Shmuel Klal. It's not at all similar to the case of Rabu Shmuel, top to bottom. We'll end off over here.